say if someone was going to saw a board, what would you call them? You might have an A-shaped thing that you could set the board across on. Do you know what I mean?
Triangle?
Or something that, it looked, let's see.
Horse.
Okay, how did that look now, the horse?
Well, it has two pointed feet like that on each end.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put your two before, whatever size
mm-hmm.
you want, like that, across.
You have to have two of them to?
Yes.
Because
it's got to have that to stand on, see?
Mm-hmm.
It has a leg coming out. You can build them by two befores.
Mm-hmm.
Two before coming this way, and one coming this way, and one going across that way.
Mm-hmm. What about something that was X-shaped, and you could set your log down in it?
Sawhorse.
Is that, are there two different things, sort of? There's something that looks like this, sort of, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's a sawhorse.
That A-shaped thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have to have two of those.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and set.
Yeah.
And then there's something that
looks an X. Mm-hmm.
More like this.
It'd still be a sawhorse.
Okay. And something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
Baby buggy.
Okay. And you put the baby in the buggy and then you go out and... What the baby?
Push the baby.
Okay.
Buggy.
And, say if there was a vacant lot and someone cut diagonally across it, you'd say he was walking. How?
Across.
Or any other expression? Say instead of going around it, he cut across it, you'd say he was walking.
You'd say he cut across.
Okay. And say if you had two streets intersect, and there's a house here on this corner, and there's a house across it on this corner, you'd say these houses sit how from each other?
Nothing saying.
Uh-huh. But do you ever hear the expression Annie Goglin or Catty Wampus or Kitty Corner? Or?
Kitty Corner. Catty. Oh, you got me confused. well, you could say Annie Goglin. A lot of people have used that expression.
Uh-huh.
Or Catty Corner.
What? How do you use those expressions? What do they mean?
Well, it means they're sitting in opposite directions but still facing each other.
Mm-hmm. Would you, say, talking about someone cutting across the field, would you say he's walking kitty-cornered or catty-cornered or Annie-goggling? Would you use one of those words that way?
Well, I don't know if I would. I think I would say, he's walking across.
Okay. Well, that was all.